St. Louis, the King of France, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Today is the feast day of Louis the Ninth, the King of France. He's the middle saint on the gospel side of the sanctuary. One of the things for which St. Louis is noted is the privilege of having ransomed and then brought back to Paris from the Holy Land some of the relics of the crown of thorns of our Lord. So St. Louis is depicted with the symbolic crown of thorns, and on the altar today is an actual little relic of the crown of thorns of our Lord. The atheistic and anti-Christian historian Gibbons was himself, although a great enemy of the church, bound to praise this great man. St. Louis, the King of France, he called a soldier, a king, and a man. And for those who believe, one would have to add to that list, he was also a Christian. And each one of these, in a very simple, forthright, yet full way, without holding anything back, he perfectly fulfilled all of his duties. And for the perfect reason, he told his son, you've got to start with loving God. If you don't love God, you won't save your soul. He called his son to him and gave him a long list in Tunis in northern Africa before he died, a long list of advice that a father would give to his son. St. Louis was once accosted by a woman. He made himself available. He would sit out under a tree on certain occasions during the year, and anyone could approach him at all, and he often held public court. And back then, of course, kings and rulers were easily accessible. So a woman once reproached him and said, "You are not the king of France. You're the king of priests and of monks," because of his great piety and devotion. He heard two masses every day, recited the divine office, and would absolutely allow no offense against God's law, particularly any cursing or swearing, which is very severely punished. "You're not king of France, you're king of monks. It's a pity that you're the king." And the king refused to allow the woman to be arrested or punished, and he said, "Alas, she is correct. It is a pity that I am king. I am not worthy, but God has made me king, and I will do my duty." And that's probably, as well as any phrase, sums up the life of this very great saint, a wonderful son to his mother, the blessed Blanche de Castile, a wonderful husband to his wife, and a wonderful father to his children, and a father, too, to his country, and a devoted son of Holy Mother Church. Today is also the feast day of Our Lady. Her shrine is there under the title Our Lady, the Health of the Sick. When we are sick, Almighty God tries us, and sometimes Almighty God gives us a message, as with any other change in the course of our lives. St. Louis was very, very sick and almost died, and sort of coming into consciousness again, he heard two women discussing whether or not he was actually dead, the King of France. And at that point, he resolved that he would take the Crusader's cross and go to try to free the Holy Land from the Muslims. His servants and his nobles were against it, but out of loyalty and love for him, they followed him. He saw then that sickness unto death as a call to do something further and great with his life. He was not successful. He was not a particularly good general, although he was the very model, again, of perfect morality and of a perfectly Christian approach to fighting a war, quite different from the way they fight wars today. But he was not successful, and he suffered, he and his troops, from the soldiers' diseases of dysentery and things like that. And finally, after 5-6 years in the Holy Land, with sort of a so-so record, he had to return to France because his mother, who had been the regent in his absence, had died. And then when he returned, he really became even more pious. He would go to the midnight divine office in the church each night and redoubled his own piety and his charity. He was known himself for taking care of the sick financially. He would visit them, and if necessary, if he saw something, he would not hesitate to do it himself physically to take care of sick people. Imagine him, the King of France. What a wonderful example of practical humility and Christian living he gives us. And then there was another crusade called, And despite all the arguments against it, he felt that was God's will. And he went to northern Africa, to Tunisia, and there there was a disastrous crusade. There he grew very sick, and he was dying. And when he was dying, he arranged all of the affairs of his house and of his kingdom, and gave, as I say, such wonderful advice to his son, who was to succeed him. If only his successors had listened to his advice, the course of world history would have been far different. Ask Our Lady the health of the sick to give you the grace to see everything in the light of eternity, and simply this, out of the love of God, to fulfill all of your duties. But always remember a particularly kind and a cherishing care for God's sick. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.